This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. For the last year, there's been a guy who has been posting very negative stuff, really negative comments about me and the show, and like all over the place, websites, Twitter, message boards, at you, everywhere. This guy's really been giving me the business. He's very mean. And just for an example, here's a few things he said. I pulled a couple of these. Sharpling's a self-satisfied simpleton, just begging to be taken down a couple notches. Nothing more than a pathetic clown desperate for attention. Like, that's wildly unfunny, blowhard that thinks every lame joke he makes is hilarious. Newsflash, none of them are. Nobody's laughing. A true pinhead that has never stood face to face with a true man with nothing to fear. And there's like an edge to them, too. There's like a weak of mind, weak of body, and absolute nothing. I would reduce him to rubble with one punch. And see, that's the kind of, these comments are always, the kind of guy that is begging for someone like me to destroy him in every possible way. And it's like, they're very aggressive, very macho, but the weird thing is that me judging from the comments, I am positive he's never actually heard the show, and he's just taken this instant dislike to me based on articles about the show or about Sharpling and Worcester, and he's always under the name Alpha Thor 101. Alpha Thor 01. And I actually poked around and Googled him and was able to trace him back to this Reddit, the subreddit called American Badasses, where he, I think, is the administrator. He calls himself the Alpha Dog. I guess that's maybe what they call administrators, that American Badasses. Everything he writes is macho and super aggressive. And, it's like he fancies himself, like he's the ultimate badass. And there are so many guys out there like that in this day and age. These like internet tough guys who act like It's like they act like everything is like a combat zone. And, I mean, look, if you don't like, it's fine. Criticism is fine. If you don't like the show or you don't like me, that's okay. People like me, and then people are not going to like me. And then they like the show, so that means there's people who aren't going to like the show. That's how it goes. I truly don't care. But when you start getting, like, super aggressive, that's really a whole other thing. And I've tried to tune him out. But the other day, he put a comment on the Rolling Stone, about the Rolling Stone article that was written about saying the 50 funniest people that included me and John Worster. And this is what he wrote on that. It's like, Sharpling thinks he's funny. He's not. He's a weak pinhead. No more, no less. I know the type. He'd be wetting his diaper if he came face to face with me. Let's see how funny this jerk is when he's got me standing in front of him, punching my hand into my open palm. Threatening. One bad joke and I'd drop this punk, cracking him over my knee like a breadstick. If you're reading this, you've been warned, boy. I'm out here and ready to fight. Just name the time and place. And he even wrote a couple things about John as well. I've never heard any of his stupid bands, but I can tell by his whole dumb vibe, he'd turn into a puddle of tears if I walked up on him, pounded my chest, and said, yo, what's up? Then he also said, someone needs to tell someone needs to tell that flamer that 1985 era Scott Gorham called and wants his hair back, which I actually have to give the guy credit on that. It's an obscure reference. He was the guitarist in Thin Lizzy and had kind of like a Jane Fonda type haircut. So he's been doing it. I feel like he really crossed the line, and I really do think I've finally had enough. So, I started rereading the Reddit posts and actually found his phone number listed in one. So, speaking of unfinished business, I think I'm going to call Alpha Thor 101 and give him a little bit of my own, medicine. Let me just do this so I don't have to give his number out over the air when I dial. 4. Okay, it's ringing. Just in case any message comes up or anything. I'm not gonna. Okay, let me see. Hello?
Speak!
Is this Thor?
Who dares to ask?
Well, I was actually calling because, the number.
Look.
I got.
You have 5 seconds to state your purpose. If you can't, retribution will be swift, heinous, and extremely painful.
My name is Todd, and I was actually calling you, Thor, because I needed to get some advice on how to deal with somebody who's been bothering me.
All right, first things first. How did you get this number?
I saw it on the comments for the Rolling Stone 50 Funniest People right now list, and you were really brutal with that dope Tom Sharpling.
So look, I speak my mind. Don't like it? Think I give a rip? Tell me I'm wrong? Get ready to eat fist. The total lack of F's I give are counterbalanced by the abundance of beatdowns I rain down.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, after I saw how few F's that you give, I wanted to find out more about what kind of how somebody who speaks their mind so freely and is such a, you know,
unrelenting badass.
Yeah, yes, unrelenting badass, and that's actually what led me to how I got the number. It's because I started following your posts over at the American Badasses Reddit, and your phone number was at the bottom of one of your posts.
Yeah. The American Badasses is where I get to take off the governor and take off the gloves, you know, and really tell the people what my life is really like.
Well, so, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. The stories you tell on there are real?
Calling me a liar?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not calling you a liar. It's just that some of the stories on the page are so extreme.
Like what?
Well, there was one where you said you were at a convenience store and those guys came in to rob it.
What about it?
Well, that story was true?
Yeah, every word of it. I'll run it down for you real quick. All right, so I'm waiting in line to buy a sixer of Monster Energy.
Mm-hmm.
When these three pieces of human filth came in, they started harassing the owner.
Okay.
This one guy pulled out a gun. And he pointed at the owner, and the owner's terrified. So were all the customers, but I wasn't. So I got down on my hands and my knees, just behind the piece of grunt who was holding the gun, and I tapped his leg. He spins around. I motioned for him to look down. He sees me kneeling there. I gently grabbed the gun, and I guide it to my forehead, and I say, look, you got the guts to put this in the face of a 65-year-old Asian man. You got the guts to pull the trigger right now. That human dumpster fire was essing himself. I'll tell you, you could smell it, too.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm speaking truth.
Of course.
So I go, son, if I'm looking at the person who's going to end my life tonight, have at it. If I'm not, walk away immediately, sparing yourself from a life-altering beatdown that will be so humiliating you'll never be able to look at your own reflection again. So he's standing there frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just then, one of his buddies, he makes a move on me. I embed one of the Monster Energy drinks in his face. The other guy comes at me. I headbutt him. He goes flying off. Then I grab the first guy, the guy with the gun. I grab his gun. I smash him in the face with it. And I wouldn't let any of those guys leave that store until they picked up all their teeth like puzzle pieces.
Wow, that is insane. Can I ask you, what about the story where you were at the bar and the mafia guys were like messing with your girlfriend?
What about it?
Well, I mean, I don't really remember all of it. Would you be able to retell it to me?
Well, look, here's how it went. I'm in the can, right? I come back out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
See these mob guys talking to my woman. I come up, I get in their faces, and I go, what's up? The oldest one, he goes, I suggest you vacate the premises if you want to continue breathing. And the other two guys start laughing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look the main guy right in the eye, and I say, oh, is that so? He goes, yeah, that's so. One of his lackeys goes, do you have any idea who you're talking to? And I look him right in the eye and I say, look, if John Gotti himself was standing here, I'd tell him the exact same thing I'm about to say to you. And the guy says, oh, and what is that? I look him right in the eye and I say, a little advice my grandmother told me, never let your pasta get cold. And with that, I grab a bowl of hot penne Alfredo off of a waiter's tray, and I shove it in that one guy's face. Then I take the other guy by the hair and I slam his face down onto the bar really hard. You could hear his face shatter. Then I look directly into the eyes of the oldest guy, the head mob guy, and I say, there's two ways this can go. You get the nice version of me, you're going to pay a visit to your doctor. You get the not nice version of me, you're going to pay a visit to your mortician. Your choice. He looks me in the eye, and he says, in all my years, I've never seen that kind of toughness. You want in? You just say the word. And he kisses me on each cheek, and then he takes off this necklace that his grandmother gave him on her deathbed, and he puts it on my neck, and he goes, as far as I'm concerned, you're my brother. As far as I'm concerned, you're already made.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Wow, wow. What an honor that must have been.
So I look him right in the eye, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, beat it. I'm trying to talk to my woman. And they thanked me for sparing their lives. And then he dragged his two friends out into the night.
Wow. That's intense.
Very intense. Not many guys could pull that off.
I'm sure, Thor. It's really, it's a real testament to how tough you are.
That's right.
Can I ask, would you maybe be able to help me with a problem?
Hey, look, you know, I'm not your sensei, okay? You need to sack up and be a warrior of your own accord. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. That's the testament of a true warrior.
Sure, sure. No, I appreciate that, but I'm nowhere near the badass that you are. Could you please help me?
All right. Look, I'm feeling charitable, okay? I feel like I'm speaking to someone who, if he hasn't already, he's on the cusp of losing his dignity and his manhood. All right, look, I want you to know something, though, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm giving you the greatest gift you will ever receive, okay?
Okay.
All right, boy, tell me your problem.
Well, yes, I do realize how lucky I am, Thor. I'm having some problems with my neighbor. He plays music really loud at these pool parties that he hosts every Saturday. And he's got a very loud dog that barks all the time and also just kind of like does his business in my yard. And then there's also this giant limb from his tree. It reaches into my driveway And I almost hit it with my car like once a week.
All right, here's what you do. The next time you see that mutt taking a squeege on your lawn, you walk right up to it, you look it directly in the eye, and you say, this is going to go two ways. Either you hold it or you don't, and you pick it up with this plastic bag, your choice, and then you shove this plastic bag in his face. And if he does do it again, you pick up that dog and you throw it at your neighbor while he's sleeping.
Well, I mean, the thing, the dog is a bull mastiff.
So?
He's big.
So? What, you can't pick up a bull mastiff?
And throw him at my neighbor?
Yeah, I could do that with one hand, and I do it every day pretty much.
Okay, well, okay, that helps me with that problem.
Okay. All right. Next time he starts blasting that loud music, you walk calmly into his backyard. You stand over the pool, and then you dump a large packet of red food coloring in the water. And you say, all right, listen up. You got two options. One, you turn the music down, and life goes on as normal, and you retain your health. Two, you don't turn the music down, and the water runs red as a result of something much more painful than what you see right now. The choice is yours.
Okay.
All right, and in regards to the limb, here's what you do. You wait for him to walk to his car in the morning. You approach him. You look him in the eye and you say, all right, there's two ways this can go, all right? One, you get up on a ladder and you saw that limb down. Or two, I reach up, break off the limb, fashion a stake out of it, and then I ram it through your heart. How do you choose, son?
Okay.
All right, but that's just me, right? Mm-hmm. Only the hardest of the hard will have the stones to take the bull by the balls like that, all right?
Okay.
It's like, you know, that new Metallica album. It's called Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Uh-huh.
I'm like that, only I'm hardwired to be a total no-Fs-giving badass.
That's how you're hardwired?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I guess, has it always been like that? You've
always been like that, yeah. I never took anything from anybody. I've won every fight I've ever been in.
Okay.
Except one.
Well, you didn't win one.
Yeah, I fought a tank.
You fought an actual tank.
I did. I was 12.
And you lost to the tank?
I did, but I won the next year when I was 13.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. You really are a badass, Thor.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Are we done?
Excuse me?
Are we done? I guess we are. Look, you may have no life to speak of, but I've got international business to attend to, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry. I appreciate the time you've given me, and I hope this isn't prying too much, but can you tell me what kind of work you do for a living?
Yeah, I run a Fortune 5 company.
A Fortune 500 company?
No, a Fortune 5 company.
Wow.
Listen up. It's one of those, one of the five most powerful companies in the world, and I'm an executive, all right? And I'll tell you, here's a little pointer. The kind of power that goes with that position, it's like a very, very powerful P magnet. I'll tell you, I'm getting more P in a week than most men get P in a year.
Okay.
And I don't mean P-E-E.
No, I understand.
I mean P.
I'm not nuts about that, but okay. I mean, that's sure. Okay. But that's how you choose. That's how you express yourself, Thor. I guess that's fair because you're a badass, and that's
right. I express myself sexually as often as I can.
Okay. Well, that's I didn't necessarily need to get the details of that to the degree I just did, but
well, you got him. Oh, hang on. Hold on. Ugh. Hang on. I got a situation here. All right. Stay, boy.
Are you talking to a... Is there a dog in the office?
No, I was talking to you. Stay, boy.
Oh, boy. I gotta... I gotta say, I am actually rethinking this. This guy actually sounds like the real deal with this. This guy's scary. And, yeah, I look, I don't appreciate the things he writes. And I thought I had a chance to humiliate him here on the show by kind of pranking him. But I really think I'm over my head here with this guy. And I do not have a good feeling about this actually messing with this guy. Cause he seems actually dangerous and actually could be, yeah, like actually really capable of violence. So I guess you should probably just apologize to him and come clean just to get out of this fair and square. So this is a mistake. This was a huge mistake.
Hello?
Thor? Well, Thor, can I just say, just please listen to me now. This is not Todd. This is actually Tom Sharpling, the guy you've been, writing comments about, and this call was actually a prank, and I'm sorry about that. What's that?
Who is this?
Tom Sharpling.
What, from the Best Show?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh my God, I'm a huge fan. I haven't actually been able to listen tonight because I'm at work. I have to ask, what candy bars have you talked about so far?
Well, we actually did talk a little bit about candy bars.
Which ones?
Not much. We didn't get specific, but, mentioned candy bars a couple times. And,
just the catch-all of candy bars?
Yeah, just the idea of a candy bar, you know? So, I mean, look, I'm flattered that you're a fan.
Well, I'll listen tomorrow on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what is your name?
My name's Brad.
Okay.
Yeah, I just walked by Thad's desk and I saw his phone line was lit up, but he's not around, so I picked it up. Can I help you? Why are you calling here?
Uh-huh. Well, I was actually talking to Thor, and I said, wait, you said Thad, not, I thought it was Thor. I thought it was like Thor.
Wait, I'm very confused.
Yeah, me too.
Thor. Can you describe him?
Well, you know, I've never met him, but I'm just going online. I know him from online, and I mean, by everything he's been, talking about himself. I assume he's probably like 6'5", 270, 280, and I always pictured him as like a bigger Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't say I've ever come across Thor, the muscle-bound monster you just described, but I most definitely know Thad, the walking mini gherkin whose phone this is.
Wait, what did you call him?
A mini gherkin? You know, like a little pickle?
Uh-huh.
It's even smaller than that.
Okay.
Yeah, Thad. We actually call him Thadpole here at Prime Castles Incorporated. It's funny because he's actually the exact opposite of everything you described. It's kind of funny.
Okay. Really? Like, how so?
Well, he's...
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I guess maybe like, I don't know, 5'4", maybe 125 pounds max. And he's got this weird facial hair, like it's not enough to be actually like a beard. It looks like someone smeared butterscotch pudding mix on a child's face. Uh-huh. So that's what he's got going up top, and he's kind of prematurely bald. But he wears those those gold gym muscle shirts, you know, that have like the big holes on either side?
Sure, with the big open sleeves.
Exactly, yes. But because he's so puny, his whole, like, upper torso falls through one sleeve. It's a really weird look. It's kind of like the most non-threatening look you could ever imagine.
Really?
It's interesting.
Oh, wow, because I are you serious?
Yes.
I'm really shocked by this. Because, like, online, and just me just talking to him now, it's just like, he seems so violent and like super macho.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, but I'm calling it his work here. So I'm assuming he was telling the truth about working for a Fortune 5 company. It's selling castles.
What? No, we don't sell castles. We repair castles.
You repair castles. What? Yeah. What is? How do you? I don't know. What do you mean repairing castles?
We repair bouncy castles. Why?
Wait, bouncy castles like the ones that kids play in at fun fairs?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you know, I should clarify what I just said. We, the higher ups like me, we repair the castles. Thad hoses them out.
He hoses the... Oh, that sounds... Yeah. That sounds gross.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it is. I'll tell you. The atrocities these kids commit in these things, they should actually call them bouncy toilets, not castles.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Bouncy toilet. Oh, God.
I'll tell you, man, I've gone on location sometimes. I've seen kids line up for an hour to get into this thing, and to a child, the first thing they do, they whip it out and they pee in it.
Oh, God.
They don't even care about bouncing.
That's horrifying.
It's sick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's disgusting.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the deal with those bouncy castles.
It is, yeah. And, you know, the castles start coming back to us around like 9:30 p.m. every night, and they have to get hosed first, you know, and, actually one just came in, and that must be where Thad, scampered off to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm really trying to take all this in because I mean, I have a lot of questions about this guy. Can I ask how old, Thor, I mean, Thad is?
You know, that's a good question. It's really hard to tell because he's so, I hate to use the word, he's so puny and so just odd. You know, I'm actually kind of near the personnel, files here. Hang on.
I'd love to find out. Okay.
Let me see here. Here we go. All right, Gilman, Heller. Here we go, Horfhaven.
What was his last name?
Horfhaven.
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 Thad.
His full name is P. Thad Horfhaven.
P. Thad Horfhaven.
Yeah, yeah.
That's maybe the worst name I've ever heard.
It's pretty terrible. It kind of sounds like a guy from, I don't know, like the early early 20th century who made a fortune in textiles, and then he gambled it all away, and then he died of syphilis in a, I don't know, like a Connecticut insane asylum, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is a kind of thing where it'd just be like, you'd see a plaque somewhere where it'd say like, this building donated by P. Thad Horfhaven, and
died of syphilis in I don't know, in 1918.
Yeah, like a real kind of very strange, the idea of P. Thad Horfhaven.
Hey, what was that movie?
What movie?
There was a movie about that exact thing.
What thing?
Well, we just describe it. It takes place like early in the 1900s. Oh, who is
okay.
it? Oh, it's Jackie Earle Haley. It was one of his first serious films. It was weird because it was right after Bad News Bears Go to Tokyo, to Japan.
Yeah,
and he was cast as this guy. It was kind of like a reverse Clifford. So he's like maybe 19 in real life, and he's playing like a 50-year-old man.
I don't remember this movie.
What was it called? It was called...
I've seen all this guy's movies.
It was called...
It was a theatrical release.
It was. It didn't last long in the theaters.
Jackie Earle Haley played a 50-year-old businessman when right after... So he's like 19, 20.
Yeah, yeah. I think it had Straw Hat in the title.
Mm-hmm. You got me, Brad.
Well, maybe somebody will come up with the title, and maybe we'll even find a movie poster for it.
Well, look, if we can't name the movie, and you said it as Straw Hat.
The Straw Hat and the Syphilis Kid.
That's the name of the movie.
That does ring a bell.
That does ring a bell.
And he was really upset, I remember, in real life because the Straw Hat got top billing.
I think I saw that on Night Flight.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I think it was when they were doing those weird double bills, it was like they'd show a movie like that, a drama, and then they'd show Another State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'd have Jackie Earle Haley as an old man, and then you'd have Ian MacKaye looking like 30 pounds heavier than he ever did ever again in his life.
Very strange times.
Yeah.
So, can I ask you regarding Thor Thad, that I'm going to assume he doesn't have women crawling all over him.
Oh, wait, hang on.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
What?
He's 36.
Okay.
We thought he was maybe younger than us.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm 20.
Yeah.
And I feel like a total failure working here. I can't imagine what Thad feels like when he's hosing all that and all that out of those castles.
Yeah, I had to bleep you there.
Yeah, I would have too.
Yeah. So,
Oh, you're talking about him and women?
Yeah. I was just wondering, because he was bragging to me about all these women that he has just hanging all over him. And he, so I'm assuming
okay.
by that laugh, he's
well,
not a...
Look, I don't want to trash him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about a guy who literally jumped into a vat of bouncy castle bilge, or to be bile, I don't know... Somewhere, you get the picture.
Yes.
He jumps into this vat to avoid making just eye contact with this woman, Sheila Larson. She's the woman who dries out the castles after Thad hoses them out. I've seen him do it like 5 times, too.
Like, he can't even make eye contact with her.
Yeah.
Sorry, got a
little... It's kind of sad.
I got a little queasy thinking about the bilge there.
I'm kind of immune to it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I see it so much. I smell it. It's a terrible smell. It's a real stench.
Ugh.
It smells like, I've only ever smelled this smell once before. I don't even know how I ended up there. I was in Bayonne, and I needed to make a phone call, and I found this bar. It was called begins with an M. Mass's Tavern.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And you needed to make a call.
Terrible smell.
In Mass's.
Yes.
Like, what would you equate it to?
It was like the
Bouncy Castle.
Bouncy Castle bilge times 100.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Real bad.
Either they've got their own thing going on there, or they've got some Bouncy Castle stored in the back room.
They do. Maybe. Yeah. You never know. Who knows with that place?
Yeah. What's that?
Oh, my God. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Oh, my God. Boy, is he in for a surprise.
What is that sound?
You'll see. Look, I'm going to go into my office, and I'm going to listen in on my extension, okay?
Okay.
All right, see ya. I'm back! Yeah, I had to go beat down a gang of car thieves! Here's what I did. I looked him right in the eye, and I said, look, there's two ways this is going to go. One, you're going to...
Thor? Are you okay there?
Look, you do not interrupt Thor when he's talking. If you do it again, you got two choices.
Hey, Thor, I got to say, your voice sounds very different than before when we were talking.
What?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, you know what? I must have some of that guy's flesh in my throat from when I bit his face off.
Thor, what is actually going on there?
Sounds like someone's voice modulator doesn't have any batteries.
Is that Brad?
Brad?
That is so Brad. So I'm assuming your boss took the batteries out of your voice modulator, Thad?
Thad? Who's Thad?
Well, Brad just told me everything about who you are, Thad. P. Thad. And I gotta say, you've been making my life a living hell for the last year, talking so tough and pretending to be so menacing and intimidating.
Wait,
and
who
scary.
Is this?
Who is this? This is Tom
yes.
Sharpling is who it is.
What?
Yeah, yeah. This is Tom Sharpling, and I got to say, I don't like it. It's just you have really been nothing but a bully and an internet tough guy, and it really, there's just no place for that in the, and I feel like you owe me an apology! What? You owe me an apology!
Well, hey, it's Brad. Tom, do you use a voice modulator too?
No, okay. You know,
oh my God.
Maybe. I knew I didn't check the batteries on mine.
Hey! What voice modulator model do you use, Tom?
Well, I was using the Logitech 400, and then I switched to the 750.
Oh man, that's a quality modulator! I use a Pitchmoon 530!
That's a really, really good one, and it's real affordable for the price. Like, real effective, for which you get a lot of value for your dollar.
Uh-huh!
Is that the one that has the HyperQuad oscillating modules?
Yeah, it does have that, but one of the modules needs to be recalibrated!
Yeah,
and I can't afford it right now!
Yeah, well, I clearly needed to figure out some sort of backup battery situation.
Yeah, these things go through batteries like nobody's business!
Very strange. You'd think
oh,
they would
no!
Be-
hey, another bouncy castle came in! I should go.
Okay, Thad.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.